Second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us. Family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pull up the stream, fastest way, is go directly to the 1150kknw.com website. Click on listen upper left and then listen online, and you'll be all set up to stream the show. And hey, if you're just tuning in, we got a change of schedule this month. Eileen Weintraub, that is usually here for helpanimalsindia.org, is off doing something special today and has taken an unusual week off, but here in her place, and with a little extra time this month. We get to spend more time with animals24-7.org, and that would mean Merritt and Beth Clifton are here. Good morning, you guys. Welcome back to Animal World.
Thanks for having us.
Good to see you guys. And as you can see, Nathan is still here, but I don't know if you can feel it, but he's pretty excited. Because how many hours?
Now, well, last time we checked in, it was 28. Now it's gone down to 27.
27 hours before he hits the airwaves and is winging his way to the Philippines. And our boy is going to be canoodling in person in the Philippines for the next couple weeks. So I just wanted to let you guys know that, because you might want to wish him well on his bon voyages. And we'll be sending him off with a good flair today. And hope he has a wonderful time.
I'm sure he will.
Yeah, he's excited. But the good news is that he's remaining grounded and is doing an excellent job of keeping everything on track here. So,
better not remain grounded if he's flying.
Well, yeah, he hasn't done that yet. His feet will be off the ground soon, but he's staying grounded to help with the show and stuff before that time. But golly. Anyway, I think before I get started, because I got great stories, a fun story to tell you and great news. But I want to make sure that we check in with our animal friends over there with you guys. Henry Rooster and Arabella, is all well with the chickens out in there? Fantastic.
Great, but you know, you might be able to help me, Martha.
Oh.
I think Henry wants to kiss me, but he doesn't know what how to do it.
Really? Oh, so is he canoodling with you then?
No.
So how do you know he wants to kiss you?
He used to sit on my lap, and I used to give him kisses. And now, of course, he has Arabella, so he doesn't want my kisses. But I always ask him for a kiss. And he started to come to me like he doesn't usually do, but then he changed his mind and went back to Arabella. So any ideas as to how I can convince him that it's okay to come and sit on my lap, which he'll never do in a million years. He'd rather kill me.
Well, you know, I mean, I talk to animals. Okay, you know, an interspecies telepathic and empathetic communication is really dirt simple, and anybody can do it. Happens whether you believe it or understand it or not. But it's really basic, and what you're doing when you're talking to him, all you got to do is shut your left brain down and stop thinking about what you're going to say next, and just imagine in your mind what you're talking about. So I'm trying to think now here, spur of the moment, because I would probably say, Henry, remember before Arabella came, it was just you and me. And you'd come in my lap, and we'd have a little kiss, you know, and imagine that in your mind. And then Arabella's here, and she's your mate. She's your partner. She said, but, you know, it's still okay for you to come and have a kiss with me. Okay.
Well, I don't think I should say, listen, you ingrate.
No, right. No, yeah, right.
What's
yeah. No, yeah. But what you'd want to explain to him is that, you know, she said, you know, you could tell him something like, well, you know, when humans kiss other humans, sometimes it's just because we're friends, and sometimes we're more than friends. And then you might say, so when I, you know, seriously kiss a human, it's only merit. And you could imagine that. But sometimes, you know, I could kiss you as friends, sort of thing. So, you know, but starting to explain to him that there's, you know, he can kiss you, and it's not means that he doesn't love Arabella. But I don't know. I would just imagine it and talk to him about it.
I would just tell him to stop being so chicken about it.
Oh,
but you know what? He knows that I want him to, because he keeps trying to get close to me, but then he changes his mind and he goes back. So, and I know it's not to attack me.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I'd like to think it's not to attack me. No, but you know, I can't say that I, anyway, that's my conundrum. I don't know.
Well, keep imagining and let him know he's safe, you know, and you come and you kiss me, you can run right back to Arabella. Okay. You know, bring Arabella with you. I'll kiss her too. You know,
I
sort
see
of thing.
All these chicken keepers, they've got their hens and roosters on their laps, and they're holding them, and the chicken, the hen or the rooster is completely fine with it. But you see, I didn't hand raise them. And
I was going to say, you didn't have the opportunity to hand raise, you know. Or, I mean, wasn't Henry was the rogue Whidbey Island rooster.
Right.
And you rescued him and brought him home. But you'd have a different relationship with them if you'd had hand raised them.
Exactly. So I get all of the work and responsibility, but none of the fun.
Oh, well.
But you know what? I love them.
Well,
I really,
of course.
I love them.
Of course. Well, we'll imagine that Henry will be more generous with his kisses and so forth. But
and
then
also,
you got Teddy. Can Teddy give kisses?
Oh my God, he doesn't stop.
Oh, okay.
But anyway.
All right. Well, that's good to know. So anyway, I think let's go back, because when you were here for an extra Sunday month last month, right? So the fourth Sunday of May. And you know, it's been a tough month for me, and I've had some real stuff going on, and I'm going to share next week. But the highlight of my month. And I've had something really, really wonderful happen that had just come just at the right time. But y'all remember when the fourth Sunday of May and we were doing the show, I can't remember what we were talking about, but somehow, Merritt, you just mentioned Dr. Jeff Young. Yeah, well, look what I got. We're both holding up Dr. Jeff's biography right now. Because last month, Merritt and Beth had a copy of it, but I didn't. Mine has just come. Anyway, Merritt says, Dr. Jeff Young, and I say, say what? Did you say Dr. Jeff? Well, for me, the earth moved. Okay? And I have to say, you know, I've been doing this show for more than 30 years. And I lots of local television and interview and all of that stuff. And I have interviewed pretty much most of the all famous people that have to do with animals over all these years. And it's just not been a big, you know, it's, well, I'll tell you what, there's something going on here, you guys. You've started something. Anyway, you know, I quick was Dr. Jeff Young. Well, it turns out, okay, Merritt and Beth have known him, and Merritt for, gosh, you've known him for decades.
And I was very sure that we could, and I believe I said so, that he would be happy to be on the show.
Yeah, but so it turns out they've got a long relationship. So I'm saying, well, do you think you could get him to do the show? Could you get me an entry? You know, because you all know the story of my, you know, Jackson Galaxy is my second favorite that I've really wanted a connection with. And eventually I did connect with him, but there just wasn't any connection. It didn't fizzle. And I don't know anyway, but I still think he's, you know, one of the greatest feline behavior therapists around, but just anyway. So they said, sure. So after we, you know, did the show, cause I haven't talked to y'all since then. Right. Right. We haven't been on the air, right, Nathan? We haven't been on the air. Anyway, so after the show, you know, Merritt, you know, fires off a little note to Dr. Jeff, you know, about, you know, Seattle Radio and Martha Wancha and we do yada, yada, yada. Well, it didn't take very long. Sunday afternoon after, we got a message immediately back from Dr. Jeff himself, personally saying, woohoo, yeah, I'm on board. And I'm like, are you kidding me? And so I'm like tap dancing and went, okay, how are we going to, I'm sending it back. So I'll get a confirmation that, yeah, he's on board, would love to do the show and however we want to arrange it, all that sort of stuff. And so you guys, so I started powwowing with Dr. Jeff online. And then his publicist interrupted, and I heard from his publicist saying, hey, you know, I'm the one that's supposed to be doing all this stuff. It's just Jeff gets carried away and all the, anyway, as it's turned out, I am so delighted because apparently Dr. Jeff is exactly who he appears to be. Okay. He is just, and I'll tell you what. This has just brightened up my, and I'm having a reaction like I've never had before, Merritt and Beth. I mean, and I had, and his publicist, his name is Steve, who is just a great guy, has been with him for years and years and years and years and all through the stories and everything. And so we've been having great phone calls. And now I've only talked with Jeff via email so far, but had lots of phone conversations with his publicist and all that sort of stuff. And there's a big event coming up that I'll be telling you about. It's in person in Denver only this month, but they're having a reunion, a Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet Show cast reunion. Mm-hmm. At any rate, I am just so goofy about this that I still haven't come off down from the clouds. And I kind of equate it to, I got a bad case of starstruck teenage fangirl going on. I mean, I kind of just like lost it. It's like Dr. Jeff. But the wonderful thing is, and I think you can confirm this, he's just a really incredibly great man, great soul, great dedication to all of the work that he does, but he's the same nice guy that he appears to be you know, on screen and all of that, right?
Very hardworking, practical, down to earth. And I've known him since 1993, and no, he hasn't changed. He's gotten busier. He was pretty busy then. He's gotten busier since then, but he's still the same guy.
Well, yeah. Martha, you may want to give, I mean, some people may not know who you're talking about.
Well, except that I pretty much talk about him almost at the beginning of every show that we have done for years. Okay. So everybody knows who Dr. Jeff is. Everybody knows who Jackson Galaxy is. Everybody knows I want him on the show and has known that for a long, 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 long time. So unless somebody's just turning the dial.
Exactly.
Everybody knows.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, what I didn't know until, you know, Merritt held it up is that a gal named Melinda Grohall, I believe, wrote a biography about Jeff. It's called Beyond the Boundaries, The Life and Times of Dr. Jeff, the Rocky Mountain Vet. Now, if you guys would like to get on board ahead of time with me, you can order a copy of the biography, Beyond the Boundaries. It's available on Amazon. I was able to get it right away. It has just come. I've just barely begun, but I will be reading that now. And I can tell you that we are confirmed. The first show that I'll do with Dr. Jeff will be the fourth Sunday of August. I mean, and I have to get over being starstruck fangirl before we get to, you know, the fourth Sunday of August, because I'm just goofy. And it's not like a teenage crush sort of thing. He's like my radio show, my crush. I just have such respect. And I know he's a partner at arms with the corporate greed involved in veterinary medicine. And I can't wait to talk about all that stuff because, you know, that's my big thing. Or one of my big things. Anyway, so you can mark your calendars for Sunday, August 23rd. Dr. Jeff will be here. What I don't know yet and what I'm thinking about, because the good news is that what I'm hearing now, I feel like I'm part of the Dr. Jeff family now, you know, because I can call them up in any second and they answer the phone. And they're filling me in on everything and all this stuff. And, you know, if I had lots of money, I'd be down at this big event this month. But I don't, so I won't. But I think we'll be able to get a video of it afterwards. But he is confirmed for the 23rd. What I don't know, I've got to finish reading the biography, know what I'm dealing with, but I'm thinking, because I had a vision when I, you know, you guys were telling me about Dr. Jeff. I had a vision of us all doing the show together. But now I know from the Dr. Jeff team that he loves doing this kind of stuff and he wants to be part of the show and he'll do whatever, you know, and whenever. So I know this will just be the first of a number of shows. And I'm kind of thinking that probably I'll want to do a show just with me and Jeff so I can get to know him. He can get to know the audience, all that sort of stuff. And then like the next extra Sunday, it'll be all three of you will join me. And then we can really get into some really good discussions about everything and all that you guys, you know, report on all the time. But I think, and I have to just say, thank you. I'm bowing to you. That you opened the doors and the connection has been made. And I think he's going to be a part of Animal World for as long as we're here and he's around.
One of the most important things that Merritt has done through his 50 plus years of being in this is make those connections. They're very important.
They
and
are.
By the way, we're honorably mentioned in his book.
Oh, well, it's because I haven't, you know, I've just barely started it, so I haven't.
Honorably mentioned, because I think Jeff thinks a lot of Merritt, too, and me, somewhat, no, and me, and well, he's very easy to talk to. You will have it will feel like you've known him for a long time.
Well, it already does, you know, like his publicist, I mean, Steve, I mean, he and I are best friends. And, you know, and we're talking, I mean, the weird thing, I mean, I just pick up the phone. And there goes to, no matter what he's doing, he answers to talk to me. It's like, it's really incredible. Anyway, thank you, thank you, thank you, you guys. And I so look forward to more shows together and so forth, and making this connection. But you know, I and I'm finding more about what the heck is going on with Animal Planet and all these shows, and I don't think they're making any new shows of anybody anymore. But I did find out that there have been no new Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet shows filmed since 2020. And I would have sworn there were new shows since then and all that sort of stuff. But
I believe they were making their own shows. I don't know the details of it, but I believe that they were making, I mean, their Jeff's group was making their own shows.
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like that too. Again, some of the discussions that we've had, that it sounds like it must have been them and a production team that does the show, and then whether or not they sell that to Animal Planet or what happens there. But I think, and that must be maybe the way it works with Jackson. Maybe Jackson has a team that films their stuff, and somehow they ended up on Animal Planet. I'm not sure how that works, but everything seems to be reruns these days. So
Jeff just announced on Facebook this last week that there will be no new episodes, and well, that has to do with some contractual issue or what, I don't know, but he did make that announcement.
All right. Well, you know, and as long as we're talking about it, why don't we do this, because we still have time to go. There is a big event coming up. So let me read you about that, everyone. It is the Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet cast reunion. It's coming up this week. And I apologize for not being able to tell you about it sooner, but we're lucky we even know about it, because thanks to Merritt and mentioning it last month. But it's next Saturday, June 13th. From 7:30 to 9:30 p.m., and it is at the Hydro Confluence Theater in Denver, Colorado. Now, the event, listen to this, Dr. Jeff Young, a distinguished alumni of Colorado State University and current mentor to the school's pre-vet club, has been a veterinarian for over 35 years, and his acclaimed TV series, The Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet, ran for 8 seasons on Animal Planet and is considered one of the network's biggest hits. Filmed and produced at Dr. Jeff's planned Pethood International Veterinary Clinic in Denver, each episode of the show documented how he and his dedicated team treated and cared for animals in need, including dogs, cats, snakes, birds, and occasional squirrel, possum, raccoon. See, although the show ended production in 2020, reruns continue to air on Animal Planet throughout the world, and Dr. Jeff's devoted fan base remains as strong as ever. One of the questions they always ask is whether there will be a reunion of the Dr. Jeff cast. So, after more than 5 years, the cast is gathering together for one memorable night so that fans can join them for a special screening of a Dr. Jeff Rocky Mountain Vet compilation reel, followed by an onstage discussion with a moderator and the cast and producers of the show. The audience will also have a chance to submit written questions in advance with the moderator, will ask and discuss with the cast. The event's open to the public, and tickets are available at eventbrite.com, and that's B-R-I-T-E, eventbrite.com. And in keeping with their tradition, is it going to cost you an arm and a leg if you want to go? No. $35 for general admission, and $100 for the golden ticket, which includes early admission, a signed copy of Dr. Jeff's biography, Beyond the Boundaries, and an opportunity to meet the cast and have a picture taken with them. All the proceeds for the event go directly to Planned Pethood International. That's Dr. Jeff's nonprofit, which relies on donations and fundraisers like this to provide quality vet care for pets and for the affordable price. Let's see, a once-in-a-lifetime event, one unforgettable reunion. So that's coming up next Saturday. It is up on current events on MarthaNorwalk.com if you want to check it out. And if by chance you can wing your way down there, so be it. Let me know you're going. I'll go with you in spirit. But anyway, it should be a great event. And anyway, I thank you so much, you guys, for the connection.
I have a great Jeff story about that.
Yeah?
Andrew Duffer does a blog with him. And they were talking about this show that, you know, the get together of the cast. This is what Jeff says. Well, hopefully somebody shows up. That's how down to earth he is. I mean, he's not egotistical at all. So anyway,
well, and that, yeah, then that's story, another thing, because apparently he does a podcast, and I don't know about it yet or how to find it or where it is, but that must be what you're talking about.
Yeah, and but the fact that he says, and hopefully somebody shows up, and then they say, way to talk it up, Jeff.
and what is, you know, as Steve was telling me, he says, well, you know, Jeff is so excited. He loves doing this. He, you know, he really can't wait to do the show with you and all of that, and will continue to be and all of that. And he says, and he has a podcast, you know, and I think he wants you on his podcast too and all of that. So who knows? I may be doing his podcast. He's doing our show. We'll all do it together. But I think it's going to lead to, I can't wait for you all to learn more about the work that he does, because a little bit of it comes through on the TV show, you know, the old Animal Planet shows, of how he travels around the world and educates veterinarians and all the things that he does. But he is such an incredible example of someone living a full life of service. Everything he does is for the animals, and it's pretty incredible. And Merritt can attest, he is, and Beth, he is who he is. He's a real down-to-earth, wonderful guy. And, you know, and they had a choice. Are they going to include his cancer in the show? Well, you know, and they talked about it. And Jeff said, well, why not? It's me. It's my life. Of course I'm going to share what's going on with me. And that's why they filmed it all and included it all. But anyway, pretty incredible man. And Martha's starstruck. And hopefully I'll be over that by the time we're on the air together. And, oh, okay. So now Nathan's bringing me back to reality. We have to take care of advertisers. So I guess we better do that. We'll take care of advertisers, and then we'll come back and see what else might be happening in the animal world. Not that anything can hold a candle to Dr. Jeff is going to do Animal World. And I can't. Blah, blah, blah. Anyway, there's nothing that, but we'll find out what else is going on with animals. Anyway, stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude Ponton can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude can work with you remotely, office, or on-site if you live in the Seattle area. Jude can also teach classes in the Acutonic Sound Healing System. Check out whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hello, this is Marilyn Milano, host of Love Has Many Faces on Alternative Talk 1150 KKNW, and we are all about helping animals and their people. To that end, we talk to rescue groups, medical and behavioral experts, businesses with products or services that help pet, and others who are making a difference. Tune in to Alternative Talk 1150 every Tuesday from 9 to 9:30 in the morning Pacific Time, and now you can listen to Love Has Many Faces wherever you find your favorite podcasts. Just look for Love Has Many Faces and join us there.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you? You running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Alternative Talk, 1150 on AM, 98.9 HD3 on HD, 1150kknw.com on the web.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we are midway through the second hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here till noon, and every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. Let's see, and we heard from, well, if we do anything wonderful for humans, animals, or the planet we live on, come join our Animal World family of advertisers. Love to have you. Shoot me an email, animalworldlive@hotmail.com. Remember our whispering dragon sound healer, Jude Ponton, is available to see you privately in the Whispering Dragon Center. It's in Shoreline, easy access, easy parking. And oh, what a gift to be with the gongs and the acutonic forks and chimes, and the amazing, miraculous chiropractic that she does is so gentle but so effective. Really incredible. I mean, my body wouldn't be in shape if it wasn't for her. Anyway, check her out, whispering-dragon.com online, Whispering Dragon Center on Facebook, or give Jude a call. She'll call you back, 206-706-2836. 206-706-2836. All righty, we are chatting with Merritt and Beth Clifton are here from animals24-7.org. And I'm thanking them for the wonderful connection with Dr. Jeff. And I just, it was just so amazing to me because last month, as soon as we finished the show, you fired off that email, heard right back from him. He said, I'll do it. Give me some dates, fired back the dates. By Sunday afternoon, he's saying, okay, I can usually get available. I'll be available. And that Sunday's open. I'm delighted. You know, it's like, how easy was that? Anyway. You guys are miracle workers, and I love you and thank you. Anyway, and it's helped me stay above the really yucky stuff and keep me at a good balance here, so I really appreciate that. And I'm looking forward to the great connection we're going to have for a long time to come. But dude, you did say, I'm going to have to get on that Facebook page, Beth, because you said they did announce that there was not going to be any new TV shows done.
Correct.
Right. Merritt had mentioned that.
Yeah. And I found out too, see, and that's because I did an extensive search to try to get in contact with him at one point. And I did everything I could do to find, I couldn't even find him. This is before I knew about Facebook. I don't know why I didn't think about check. Anyway, but what I found out now is that, you know, all the shows I was using to where he was and how to find him, were at least 6 years or older, and they're not where they were then. You know, they're in a different town. Now they're not in Denver. And I'm like, well, no wonder. Anyway, I needed you guys. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. So before we go on, why don't you, if anybody's just tuned in and doesn't know what animals24-7.org is, tell us, what is it?
We report the news about animal issues worldwide with the emphasis on things that interface with public health and safety, and humane work, zoonotic disease, animal care and control, dog attacks, what's going on with wildlife, legislation, pretty much the whole ball of wax.
The good, the bad, and the ugly.
Yeah.
And I know you said you've known Dr. Jeff since the 90s.
93.
And I've forgotten how, you may have told us, but you know, how did you guys meet?
Well, actually, I talked to him on the telephone for a couple of stories back when I was a news editor at a long defunct magazine called Animals Agenda. But I first met a year or so after that. At a SPAY USA conference hosted by Esther Meckler, who's the grand old lady of spay neuter in the U.S. now in her 90s. And we've been in communication ever since. I've been with him on several of his teaching and training of expeditions abroad. I've watched him teach spay neuter surgery in places like India and Turkey and Hungary. So I drank a lot of beer with him in between.
Well, gosh, and you're our friends here on Animal World. I mean, look, we got all these really, really great souls here that are serving an incredible role for our animal friends around the world. And, you know, Merritt and Beth are two of them. And
okay,
Jeff
but
is
I have
part of that.
For Esther.
What?
She's only 84.
Oh, she's the spay-neuter gal?
Yes.
Because I don't know that I've heard of her.
Being 10 years older than she is.
But well, so
it's a woman thing.
But you said she is the kind of the, you said the grandma or something of spay neuter stuff.
Well, Esther founded Animal Rights Hawaii in 1974, and their first project actually was promoting spay neuter in Hawaii, spay neuter of cats. She later returned to the mainland and became the founder of Spay USA, which eventually became a subsidiary of the North Shore Animal League. She did that and organized conferences and was one of the founding members of the Alliance for Contraception in Dogs and Cats, which has been looking for alternatives to surgical spay-neuter. After she retired, she started the United Spay Alliance, and she's been doing that for about 10, 15 years now.
Well, here's the Jeff Young, Dr. Jeff Young and Esther connection. She created a program called Fixed by Five, 5 months, like kittens, Fixed by Five. And Jeff has been promoting it ever since, Fix Kittens by 5 months. And most of the vets have followed that too.
It's Feline Fixed by 5 months, and that started
in the 70s.
The Fixed by 5 months only started about 5 years ago.
But Jeff promotes it.
I wrote a headline about it, an article introducing the concept, and called it the F word program. And Esther never.
Oh boy, did she get mad at us!
Oh.
Sometimes we can be a little controversial, and I think it was a little too controversial. It was a great article. It was great, and she would even say that.
It drew
she
a lot of
attention.
She just
didn't like the headline.
It drew a lot of attention to the idea, but it was the headline that did it.
That's funny.
She eventually got over it, but it took a while.
Oh, well. Oh, that's funny. All right. Okay. Looking at the clock again. We got to take care of advertisers one more time. Don't think it'll be too long this time, but let's get that out of the way so we don't have any stomping around in the studio, and then we'll have the rest of the hour to chat with Merritt and Beth. So stay right where you are, everybody. Animal World continues more with animals24-7.org right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Do you ever feel overwhelmed by all that's happening in the world? Triggered by people around you? What's going on in your personal life? Or shifting energies? Looking for inspired guidance? Need to talk? Natasha Ventner, intuitive personal awareness coach and medium, can help by sharing insights, tips, and tools to support you through life's glitches and snags. Natasha helps you empower yourself. Visit Natasha's website, intuitiveclarifications.com, to discover how her unique skills and heartfelt caring approach can help you. That's intuitiveclarifications.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Alternative Talk 1150, the talk of the sound.
Hey, I'm Martha Norwalk, and gosh, we heard from Natasha Venter, our personal awareness coach, and you can check her out at her website, intuitiveclarifications.com, YouTube channel, Intuitive Clarifications, the letters I and C for Intuitive Clarifications, Natasha Venter, IC, is the YouTube channel, and that's where you'll find her podcast, which is 4 o'clock every Wednesday. So check her out. And if you'd like a private reading, you can schedule online at intuitiveclarifications.com or give her a call at 360-770-7486. 360-770-7486. Alrighty then. And you know anybody that needs help with their dog, friends? Then boy, I told you, I'm having a rash on cases of dogs that people already have a few thousand dollars invested in their training. Lots of training. I've already done board and train. Still got a disaster going on at home because it hasn't addressed the problems. Well, that's why I bailed out on the traditional training and stuff back in the 80s and started collecting dogs off of death row and figuring out what I needed to know to solve problems quickly and teach people everything they needed to know. And so I can come in and solve the problems. So even if you got friends that have done lots of training and they still don't have help, tell them I work very differently than other trainers, and I'll always talk to them for free on the phone. So call me, tell them how I work and what's involved and all that good stuff. The number to hand out is 360-217-7258. Just remember it's a landline, so it doesn't take texts. 360-217-7258. All righty then. We are talking with Merritt and Beth Clifton are here from animals24-7.org. And I have to say, I'm totally not up to date because I haven't been paying attention to anything. So is there anything going on in the dog world around the country, around the world, or what do we need to know about?
This is actually the cat world. It's a very important federal court decision rendered on May 2026 against Alley Cat Allies and Save a Gato. The decision pertains specifically to a case in Puerto Rico, but because this is a federal court decision, it will have precedental value across the U.S. Basically, what happened, there's an old Spanish fort in downtown San Juan, El Morro, which is a national park. It's under the administration of the National Park Service. The National Park Service has a mandate from Congress to not host or accommodate non-native species. Notwithstanding that, for around 20 years, the National Park Service was working with Save a Gato to do a spay-neuter program for the feral cats who live around El Morro on a right-of-way called, forget the name of it. In any case, on the right-of-way road that goes around it. And the program made a really fundamental mistake. They insisted on setting up feeding stations to feed the cats. And instead of it reducing or eliminating the feral cat program over 20 years, the program actually resulted in increasing the feral cat population by about a third.
Well, I thought the idea in something like that is you'd feed them to get them coming regularly, then you'd put out the trap, you know, the traps.
And I've been preaching this gospel for, you know, I'm one of the ones that introduced the TNR concept to the United States. Three articles and a demonstration project, a large demonstration project, more than 300 cats.
Holy mackerel, you're responsible for all of this? Gosh, think of all the good that's done. Wow.
An advisor actually to Alley Cat Allies when it was founded, but they didn't pay any attention to what I told them. When you're
So if they just listened to you, they wouldn't be in this trouble.
Alley Cat Allies is a national organization, very large, very wealthy, regarding cats.
Wow.
And TNR, trap neuter release.
If you're if you have cats somewhere or anything else, you have to think of them as wildlife. The wildlife congregate where there is a food source.
Right.
They breed up to the carrying capacity of the habitat, then they disperse. You can't think of feral cats or, for that matter, street dogs. We've talked about that in India. You cannot think about them as domestic pets because they're not. They're responding to the rules of wildlife, wildlife ecology. So if you already have people who are feeding your street dogs or your feral cats, as in the case of El Moro, you leave them alone. You know, the food source they're providing is part of the established food source. But probably, mostly, those cats were hunting rats and mice by night who were consuming the litter left behind by the human visitors because it's a big tourist attraction.
Gotcha.
So you set up your trapping stations and you can bait the trap, but there is no need at all to add supplementary food there or anywhere else that you're trapping feral cats. And I've trapped several hundred myself, so I have the experience.
You can use a can of cat food to get them into the trap, right?
Right, but you don't give them a can of cat food afterward or other than as bait because it's not necessary. And what happens?
Gotcha.
The reason Alley Cat Allies lost this big court case was not only did they continue the supplemental feeding, they actually expanded the supplemental feeding as the program went on, and of course it attracted more cats. And in the court case, they misstated something called the vacuum effect. Another way to describe the vacuum effect is nature abhors a void. If you have a food source and nothing is consuming the food source, other animals will come in. In the case
come
of
in. Yeah. Okay.
It may be a lot of different kinds of wildlife may come in to consume the food. But the first one to come in, other than other cats, is rats. And the last thing you want to do is attract rats,
more
rats, to a place where you're trying to reduce the cat population. So anyway, Alley Cat Allies bungled the spay-neuter program and ended up losing a court case, which will now stand as a ruling against trap-neuter release, unfortunately, when what it really is, what it really amounts to, is a ruling against doing it wrong.
So it sounds like that decision just went down in May.
On May 3rd.
I'm a little, it can affect what's going on in this country, but what did it actually say that they can't feed the cats anymore in Puerto Rico? Or
what the judge did is the judge gave Save a Gato 6 months to get all the cats out of there, and if they don't, then the situation will be turned over to USDA Wildlife Services, which will exterminate them, because that's what they are. USDA Wildlife Services is the government extermination agency. And given this has been going on for 20 years, I'd have to say the National Park Service has been more than patient, much more patient than they usually are in conflicts with non-native wildlife. For instance, the goats in Olympic National Park, the mountain goats, they didn't give those mountain goats 20 years. They just airlifted a bunch of them out to the Cascades where they died and then shot the rest.
Yeah. Hmm. So are you saying that this decision that was made, in Puerto Rico, that could affect...
It will
trap and neuter, you say it will affect. So how's it going to affect what's going on in the country proper?
The decision was rendered in Washington, D.C. federal court. It pertains to a case in Puerto Rico, which is U.S. territory. But the decision was not made in Puerto Rico, and it does not necessarily apply only to Puerto Rico. It's the first federal court decision that I'm aware of that applies to TNR anywhere in the National Park Service system. So it does have precedental value. It may go to an appellate court, but it's an 89-page decision. I read the entire decision twice and read parts of it more times than that to really grasp the full import of what it was saying.
Wow. I think Merritt will agree. The biggest problem is kind-hearted people that want to do good and take care of the kitties. And a lot of them aren't even trapping them anymore. They're just feeding them. And it's creating a nuisance. It's creating an imbalance. There's a lot of rats and mice that aren't being eaten by the feral cats. We're not talking about strays, although strays are attracted when they're feeding the cats. They're also attracting cats from other places. They're very smart. They're going to go to the food source.
So I can take you back to, this is a study that was actually done clear back in the 1970s by Robert Calhoun, who I knew, and his partner, Carol Haspel, of the behavior of cat feeders in New York City. And they found that the cat feeders were putting out about a third more food than the cats were consuming. The rest was going to rats. Well, so this has been now for more than 50 years. And what Haspel and Calhoun found has been shown to happen over and over and over again, that people who feed feral cats tend to overfeed them. They overestimate their numbers. They overestimate their food consumption. What they end up doing, if they start out thinking they're feeding 10 cats, they eventually bait in 15 or 20 cats.
And possums, and raccoons,
and
rats.
Because they're putting out much more food than is actually necessary. And the same thing happens with street dogs in India. And we've mentioned some court decisions there recently, and you've talked about them with Eileen Weintraub, too.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing, that the feeding is what creates the problem.
But also,
but it's becoming more apparent to me. I mean, the more that I connect with you guys and the more you explain things and what you know about these things behind the scenes, the more I'm realizing that we, the general public, you know, that thinks really high of trap, neuter, release and taking care of the ferals and feeding them and all of that, and have been led to believe that you need to feed them and all of that. I mean, we haven't necessarily are getting the correct information, and we need to do a better job of knowing what is really true. I mean, because when you're saying you don't need to feed the feral cats in order to be able to trap them.
It's the same as
truly feral.
It's why you shouldn't feed deer. It's why you shouldn't feed raccoons. It's why you shouldn't feed skunks. I love deer, raccoon, and skunks.
Bears.
They're some of my favorite animals. Yeah, don't feed the bears. I mean, Yogi Bear was telling you that a long time ago.
Yeah, and we all know, at least I know that sort of thing. But we're told not to feed the wild birds. Not alone as the diet we're giving them is not good for them, but, you know, and then there's the rodent connection and all of that. So
more than that, the feeding tends to keep birds from migrating, so they migrate too late and they die. So if you're feeding birds with the onset of winter, you're killing the birds. You're not rescuing them. And then,
well, that's why I quit. I used to, you know, feed the wild birds. But back in the 90s, I learned this lesson, and I stopped feeding. Now, I do feed the hummers.
Right.
Here, but it's a regular cycle, and they are migrating and that kind of stuff. And there isn't anything else out them for them in this area. But I think I'm doing okay with that, but maybe I'm not, you know, and there's more I need to know about that, but it's obvious that we need more education.
I could tell listeners right now, if you want to attract beautiful birds, put out a bird bath and keep it clean. You will get as many, if not more, because they need water.
That's what I do, is my birdie bath. Yeah.
Money on bird seed. Just keep a nice, fresh bird bath out there. Keep it clean and fresh, and you will see, we've had 15 robins around in one drinking water. We just had a raven come by in our little bird bath, and we can watch it from while we work.
We have a bird bath right outside our workplace window, and we get about a dozen different species per day coming by, and every now and then we see a highly unusual vagrant that comes through here, and they want water, and they check it out. They want fresh water. There's plenty of salt water out there, but they need fresh water.
Well, Merritt will tell you, I keep that thing spotless. You could drink out of it. But
yeah, I have to clean. I will be doing that after the show, is cleaning my birdie bath. And
I'm sorry, Martha. This organization, the Alley Cat Allies, you see, it makes people feel good to feed the cats. And so why would Alley Cat Allies, a huge organization, they bring in multi-million dollar, a lot of money. Cat people will do that. That's their organization. But the thing is, it's more popular to promote the feeding than say, no, no, don't feed, even though it's not the right thing, because they'll get more donations that way. They want people to feed because it's a feel good thing.
Well, I think they're just going to be, there's so much call right now for, like, you know, Merritt and Beth, and then we get Dr. Jeff in on this, and once we get him going, we all know him and all of that, and we do these regular shows, we need to start, people need to be educated, because we're obviously not getting the right information, and we think we're helping, but we're actually working against the higher good. So I so appreciate you both being here and all the wealth of information. And even though you push my buttons sometimes because it goes against what I've been taught and I thought I knew, but then I hang with it and listen and pay attention and realize, crap, I'm the one that didn't know. And I'm supposed to know. So anyway, I'm just so grateful that I found you too and that you're here. And you can help educating us to the reality of caring, you know, respectfully and in the right way for our animal friends. So anyway, we are out of time. We got to fire up the love train one more time, get on with the show. But gosh, I appreciate you guys so much. And thank you so much for the connection with Dr. Jeff. And I, of course, will be back with you on scheduling and so forth. We will obviously talk to you again the first Sunday of June. And anyway, you guys have a wonderful afternoon and say hi and tell Henry it's okay to kiss his mom. Okay, because then you can tell him that roosters kiss their mom and their lady friends.
Okay. Nate, have a safe
Have a good trip.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, and
excited to share lots of great stories when I come back.
Yeah. He will be canoodling. All righty, Merritt and Beth, thank you so much. Yeah. God bless. And that means we got to fire up the love train one more time. And remember, you don't get to opt out. Dancing is required, but you can dance in your head. You can dance in your bed. You can dance in your chair. You can dance anywhere. Get up with us and join the love train. I'll cruise by and pick you up. When we continue, Nathan and I are going to find out. I've got all kinds of questions about the trip and all of that sort of thing. We got to get in current events and a bunch of stuff. And then we will end the hour with the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, and Kevin Hart will join me. Stay right where you are. And I always energize up the yoga, the love train music with the yogi energization prayer. So here we go with that. Oh, infinite spirit, recharge our bodies with thy conscious cosmic energy, our minds with thy concentration and determination, our souls and all souls with thy ever new joy. O eternal youth, body and mind, abide in us forever and forever. Via the love train's coming right up. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.